Welcome to the Life Organized Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Layton, and as the creator of both the Life Organized Podcast and the Life Organized membership, I teach busy moms how to get organized, manage their time, and master their mindset. I'm a mom and wife too, so I know how overwhelming it can all be. But living an organized life means you don't have to sacrifice anything. With the right systems and tools, you can get your home and family running like a well-oiled machine and still have time for all the other things you love to do. If you're new here, DM me the word FAST on Instagram at JLTheHappyGal and I will send you my top tips to help you get organized fast. We'll cover clutter, time management, and give you empowering new perspectives that will make organizing your life so much easier. All right. Let's jump into today's episode. Hey there, welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here. We have something important to talk about today. Something important is happening. Do you know what that is? I'm sure you do. It's probably all you've been able to think about recently. And that is the big change that's coming. Your kids are getting out of school here pretty soon. I don't know, a couple weeks, 4 weeks, maybe they're already out. And that just means massive transition for all of us. And it's kind of a double-edged sword. I just always think how interesting it is that we can't wait for school to get out in the summer, and in the fall, we can't wait for it to get back in session. So many good things that come with it, and also some hard things. And I don't know about you, but one thing that gets me through it all is looking at all the memes that are so funny about how we're all handling the kids being home. I know that during COVID, the memes just were what helped me stay positive and laugh everything off. And I'm certainly doing that right now as I look at all the memes that are surfacing right now about getting used to kids being home and trying to be productive and trying to be happy. And here, the deal is it's really fun, right? Like, vacations are awesome. Being with our family is awesome. It just gets to be a lot to handle, a lot to juggle. And so I feel like it's just my job today in this episode to give you something to grasp onto. So as you're heading into summer, you can have some confidence and some peace of mind. So I've got some really great tips that I'm going to share with you today. We're going to jump right into one of my first ones. Now, this tip that I'm going to give you is not just related to summer. It's related to any time there is a transition. But this is such a massive transition for most of us that this metaphor I'm going to share is just really applicable. Okay, so the very first tip I'm giving you is don't fight the transition. And what I want you to do is think about anytime you're transitioning from one stage of life to another, one situation to another, or in this case, a season, it's really helpful if we look at it like a road trip. When you set off on a road trip, you pack up the car, you fill up the car with gas, you get on the freeway, and then you get to put the car on cruise control. You make a ton of progress. You cover a lot of miles. It's efficient. You just keep barreling down the freeway and it feels like you're getting to your destination really quickly. But inevitably, you're going to have to get off the freeway. You can't get usually all the way there without interrupting that momentum at some point. You've got to stop and get gas. Maybe someone needs to go to the bathroom. Maybe you need to check the map. But whatever it is, there's this really necessary period of time where you've got to get the car off the road and make that pit stop. Now, just because you're not covering a lot of miles at this point, it doesn't mean that this time isn't really important. Because if you think about it, if you don't stop, your car's going to run out of gas and you're not going to get where you want to go. So just because it feels so good to be in that mode where you're on cruise control and you're covering a lot of distance and you're not having to think a lot and solve a lot of problems, it doesn't mean that there's not equally valuable times where we've got to get off the freeway and reposition, make sure we're headed in the right direction, maybe take a different exit or something. Okay, can you see where I'm going with this? I love this analogy and use it frequently when I'm coaching. I think I've shared it on some TV segments I've done before. So hopefully this isn't your first time hearing it. But if not, this is a great one to just kind of introduce to your brain every time you're in some kind of a transition. Because that's basically the same thing. Right now, you may be in the school year and you've got things on cruise control. Like, it's busy, but you know what time the kids get up. It's predictable when you've got the time and space to clean your house or to do your work. You know what their lessons are going to entail. The kids are on cruise control. They know when they play with their friends. They know when they get their homework done. They know when they're going to sleep in and when they don't. They have these expectations of when they're going to get up. I mean, I love that cruise control. I bet you do too. I just love that predictability because it gives us a lot more power to do what we want in the day. And it's really tough when all of a sudden we get off the exit or we stop this schedule and everything's kind of all over the place. When do the kids get up? When do they play with their friends? When do you get your work done? When can you clean the house? When can you have some time to yourself? When are you going to spend time with the kids? Is it all day long? All of these things become really unpredictable and it feels chaotic. And I think we resist it a lot of times. We fight it. We fight that transition. I think when we're taking the pit stop and we're refocusing on what the schedule and the pace is going to be, we can get a little frustrated that we're not on cruise control already and that we're not barreling down the highway covering a lot of distance. So I just want you to remember in these first few weeks of summer, the point is not to have everything running like a well-oiled machine. The point is not to feel in control and that everything is dialed in and you've got your schedule and the worksheets your kids are going to do over the summer and their little job charts. Like, we can get there, but it's going to take a minute. So just remember, as we're going through this, it's just a pit stop. You're fueling up, you're repositioning, and that transition's going to happen and it's going to feel really good. You're going to settle into a new normal. You'll have some sort of a new schedule. It'll be a lot more flexible. The nights will probably be a lot later than you prefer. Your house probably won't be as clean, but that's what it is for this time of year. And there's some predictability that you can build around that. I don't know if that's helpful for you. I know when I was younger, this would have been really helpful for me to just remember that it just takes a little bit of time. So I just wanted to share that with you. Just don't fight that transition between seasons. And really, this can be applied to anything we're doing. The transition between work and taking care of the kids, or the transition between getting home from a vacation and then getting back into the groove of your daily life. So this is a really helpful metaphor, but I think especially helpful for summer. So I hope that helps take a little bit of pressure off you. And kind of in that vein, in that same way, my second tip is going to really support that. And that is to just take it easy, at least during that first week of summer vacation. Now, we've got all sorts of personalities that listen to the podcast. So some are laid back, some are really scheduled, and we've got everything in between. I know for me, I fell on the more scheduled range of people. And so I really wanted to have my plan all thought out so that day one of summer, we just hit the ground running and everybody knew what they were going to do and it was going to be the best summer ever and they were doing their jobs and my house was staying clean. And really, as I've coached and worked with other women and gotten to know myself better and been more committed to living a happy life, not just an organized life and not just a life that I'm creating a lot of great success and outcomes, but really wanting to be happier, I've realized that I can give myself a little grace period as we go into summer. And it makes perfect sense because when I think about how my kids feel after a busy school season, they're ready to sleep in. They're ready to take it easy for several days. And so I've just discovered that if I give them the space to do that, it also takes the pressure off of me. So I don't have all these expectations right out the gate that now they're going to learn a new skill or they're going to take extra responsibility in the home or this is the time period where they're going to get a job and they're going to, you know, start working on personal skills and things. Those things can all come and I'm all for it. I love that. But again, just taking it easy that first week or so and just giving yourself that space to create your plan for the summer can be really helpful. Now, I have some clients that are like 2 or 3 days in. They've got a lot of little kids and they need some structure sooner. So great. You know, if you just need to take a couple of days to recalibrate, that's fine. Sometimes I've got clients and students who need a couple of weeks like that. So you just have to kind of gauge where you're at. But I do think it's important to just give yourself that little period of time to adjust, to enjoy sleeping in, to enjoy a more relaxed pace. And while the kids are playing, while they're with their friends, you know, while they're in the pool and you're sitting and watching them, you can start thinking about what are the things you want this summer to be and how do you want to design it and what is the best schedule for you. And you can come up with those things in this kind of week-long period or so when things are not too crazy with high expectations and perfectionism. So I hope that helps. Okay, let's talk about a third tip I want to share that can help you get organized for the summer. The first couple of tips that I shared are pretty focused on coaching and mindset, just more kind of adjusting your expectations and knowing what lens to look through. But I wanted to throw a tip in here that's actually pretty tactical that can give you something to do to feel like you really are like prepared and ready for what life might throw at you in the summer. And so one of the big things that I've found is really helpful is to gather the essentials and have them ready to go, right? So maybe this is a bag that you keep in your home, or maybe it's just some stuff you stock in your car, but just those things that you want to be prepared for, because you just never know when you're out too late and the mosquitoes come out and you need repellent. Or one year we went to the drive-in and I don't know why they only accepted cash. And because we had some extra cash in the car, we were able to get in. Otherwise, they wouldn't accept a card and we wouldn't have been able to do that. So I like to keep sunscreen, insect repellent, extra water bottles, Kleenex, Band-Aids, some cash. And funny enough, I always throw in an extra pair of flip-flops or sandals or maybe a couple. Because summer's that time, especially if you have little kids that are jumping in the car, you may not realize that they don't have shoes on. And when you get to the store or wherever it is you're going, that could be a problem. So I've just noticed having an extra pair of shoes or two in the car is really helpful in the summer. Kind of like to keep a jacket because you never know. Those nights can get cool. I like having camp chairs in the car anyway. So you just kind of want to think through what are some of the things that you just want to have at the ready so that you can go have a fun summer and not get, you know, just knocked over with an emergency or something that's going to keep you from having fun. Okay, so think through some of those things and take a minute to assemble those. Again, my favorite thing is just to put it right in the car, like in the trunk of the car so it's ready to go. But if it works better for you to just have a little grab bag that has some of those things, that's great too. And you can just grab it if you're switching cars or taking the bus or whatever's happening for you. Okay, so that's the third tip. The fourth tip is so funny. It is going to be to go back and look at episode 36 from last year. Because here's the thing. When I was thinking about how to support you this summer and what I know that would make the biggest difference, I started to prepare an episode that was all about what I talked about in episode 36. I couldn't believe how identical it was. I didn't remember I talked about it, but I really felt like what we talk about in episode 36, it's this really important paradigm shift, just kind of this lens that you look through when it comes to summer that has been a game changer for me as I am in the season and I have kids and I want to make the most of it, but I'm also trying to be productive and knowing how to create that balance. I mean, episode 36. It was said so beautifully. There's no need to rephrase any of it. So I will leave a link in the show notes for this episode, but I really encourage you when you're done with this episode, just to keep walking the dog, keep driving the car, whatever you're doing, push play on episode 36. And even if it's a topic you've heard me talk about quite a bit or you remember it from last year, it is so good to give yourself a refresher. I can't believe how often what we talk about in episode 36 comes up in coaching and in my online programs. It's just this basis that we deal with and work from as we navigate kind of managing a family and knowing how to balance our responsibilities. It's just really critical. So I know I'm kind of leaving you a little bit of suspense, but that's so you'll go listen because it's that important. So I hope that you'll take advantage of that episode and incorporate that into your listening schedule this week or in the near future so that you have that kind of ammunition and support as you head into the summer season. Okay, the fifth and final tip I'm going to give you today is to check out a simple online program that I offer in the summer. It's called Organize Your Summer, and it teaches the main strategy that I use when I'm coaching my clients and students about the summer. So we look at summer through the lens that I talk about in episode 36, so you'll get a feel for that. But in this little mini course that I teach, we go in a little bit deeper and just really examine how we can operate out of this paradigm and the difference that it will make. So love that. But there's also a process to help you organize your schedule and create really realistic expectations and know how to hold to and honor your priorities. And it's really brilliant the way it all comes together. So I teach you how to do that in Organize Your Summer. It's much too much for me to share in one podcast episode. In fact, Organize Your Summer is really three podcast episodes type length, where you just listen to the audio and start to piece together, again, that paradigm that we look at summer through, and then how we can start to organize our day and our schedule with all of the different variations that we have in it, all of the curveballs, all of the things that happen when kids are home and we still have regular priorities that we need to keep up on. How do we bring that all together in a way that doesn't feel like we're shooting from the hip every day and always behind and digging ourselves into this giant hole of clutter and tasks and things we couldn't get to, so we spend half the fall trying to get caught back up? I'm not into that. I don't want to see you living that way. That doesn't feel like an organized life, and it really doesn't need to look like that. Organize Your Summer will help with that, as well as some really fun bonuses that help you create a fun, magical summer with your kids, eliminate the guilt, help them stay out of boredom. It's just a fun little package of bonuses that go with this mini course that I think could be really helpful for you. So that's my fifth tip, is to check that out, because while you're sitting by the pool watching your kids swim, you could be listening to Organize Your Summer, and you could be figuring out that magic schedule that's going to make this summer the best summer you've ever had. So really encourage you to check that out. All right, so that's what I have for you today for your summer, kind of short and sweet. But let's review really quickly as we talk about the so what moment in the podcast. You've listened to all of this, so what are you going to do about it? Or so what difference does this make in your life? As I repeat and review these five tips, what I want you to look for is what's really popping out at you, or what you're still thinking about maybe in an hour or two or later tonight after you listen to the episode. What really seemed like a good idea to you? Okay, so let's just review those. First of all, just changing the way we look at the transition into summer. We're not going to fight that. We're going to look at it like we're gassing up and we're getting back on the freeway. Okay, the second thing, the second option that you have is to just take that first week off and relax and have fun and rebalance and put your plan together and give yourself the space to do that. The third tip is to pack those summer essentials either in your car or some kind of a grab bag. Really helpful to have that. Number four, listen to episode 36. That's probably the easiest action to take from this episode. Just hit play and keep on listening. And then number five, check out the Organize Your Summer mini course, where I hold your hand through putting together a customized personal plan for your summer that will help this be your best summer yet. All right? Okay, so glad you joined me today. You've got this. You can have an amazing summer. An organization can be the glue that holds it all together. I can't wait to hear how it goes for you. So make sure you DM me at JLTheHappyGal on either Facebook or Instagram. I would love to know what obstacles you're facing, what victories you're having, and I'm there to support you. Okay, we'll talk to you next time.